ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। गुड मॉर्निंग। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट नंबर 43। न व्यभिचरति तवेक्षा यया अभिहितो भागवतो धर्मा स्थिरचर सत्व कदम्बेश्वर अप्रतग्ध्योऽयम् उपासते त्व आर्या यया अभिहितो भागवतो धर्मा स्थिरचर सत्व कदम्बेश्वर अप्रतग्ध्योऽयम् उपासते त्व आर्या। माय डियर लॉर्ड, वन्स ऑक्युपेशनल ड्यूटी इज इंस्ट्रक्टेड इन श्रीमद् भागवतम एंड भगवद्गीता अकॉर्डिंग टू योर पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू विच नेवर डिविएट्स फ्रॉम द हाइएस्ट गोल ऑफ लाइफ। Those who follow their occupational duties under your supervision, being equal to all living entities, moving and non-moving, and not considering high and low, are called Aryans. Such Aryans worship you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Bhagavad Dharma and Krishna Katha are identical. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted everyone to become a guru and preach the instructions of Krishna everywhere, from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Puranas, Vedanta Sutra and similar other Vedic literatures. Aryans who are advanced in civilization follow Bhagavad Dharma. Prahlad Maharaj, although merely a child of 5 years, recommended, Kaumaro acharet pragyo dharman bhagavataniya durlabam manusham janma tadap adhruvam artadam. Bhagavatam 7.6.1. Prahlad Maharaj preached Bhagavad Dharma among his classmates as soon as an opportunity was afforded by the absence of his teachers from the classroom. He said that from the very beginning of life, from the age of 5, children should be instructed about Bhagavad Dharma, because the human form of life, which is very rarely obtained, is meant for understanding this subject. Bhagavad Dharma means living according to the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, we find that the Supreme Lord has arranged human society in 4 social divisions, namely Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. Again, the Puranas and other Vedic literatures set forth 4 ashramas, which are the divisions of spiritual life. Therefore, Bhagavad Dharma means the Varnashram Dharma of the 4 social and 4 spiritual divisions. The members of human society who strictly follow the principles of Bhagavad Dharma and live according to the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are called Aryans or Arya. A civilization of Aryans who strictly follow the instructions of the Lord and never deviate from the instructions are perfect. Such civilized men do not discriminate between trees, animals, human beings and other living entities. Pandita Samadarshina. Because they are completely educated in Krishna consciousness, they see all living beings equally. Aryans do not kill even a small plant unnecessarily, not to speak of cutting trees for sense gratification. At the present moment, throughout the world, killing is prominent. Men are killing trees, they are killing animals, and they are killing other human beings also, all for sense gratification. This is not an Aryan civilization. As stated here, Sthirachara Sattva Kadambeshva Apratagdhya. The word Apratagdhya indicates that Aryans do not distinguish between lower and higher grades of life. All life should be protected. All living beings have a right to live, even the trees and plants. This is the basic principle of an Aryan civilization. Apart from the lower living entities, those who have come to the platform of human civilization should be divided into a society of Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras. The Brahmanas should follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as stated in Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literatures. The criterion must be Guna and Karma. In other words, one should acquire the qualities of a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra and act accordingly. This is the civilization accepted by the Aryans. Why do they accept it? They accept it because they are very much eager to satisfy Krishna. This is perfect civilization. Aryans do not deviate from the instructions of Krishna. nor do they have doubts about Krishna. But non-Aryans and other demoniac people fail to follow the instructions of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. This is because they have been trained in sense gratification at the cost of all other living entities. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Their only business is to indulge in all kinds of forbidden activities for sense gratification. Yet indriya pritaya aprunoti. They deviate in this way because they want to gratify their senses. They have no other occupation or ambition. Their method of civilization is condemned in the previous verse. Kakshemo nija paryayo kriyan vartasva paradruha dharmena. What is the meaning of a civilization that kills oneself and others? This verse therefore advises that everyone become a member of the Aryan civilization and accept the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should conduct his social, political and religious affairs according to his instructions. We are spreading the Krishna consciousness movement to try to establish a society the way Krishna wants it. This is the meaning of Krishna consciousness. We are therefore presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is and kicking out all kinds of mental concoction. Fools and rascals interpret Bhagavad Gita in their own way. When Krishna says, Man manabhava mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru, always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homages unto me, they comment that it is not Krishna to whom we must surrender. Thus they derive imaginary meanings from Bhagavad Gita. The Krishna consciousness movement, however, strictly follows Bhagavad Dharma, the instructions of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, for the complete welfare of human society. One who misinterprets Bhagavad Gita, twisting out some meaning for his sense gratification, is a non-Aryan. Therefore, commentaries on Bhagavad Gita by such persons should be immediately rejected. One should try to follow Bhagavad Gita as it is. In Bhagavad Gita 12.6 and 7, Lord Sri Krishna says, Yetu sarvani karmani maisanyasya matpara ananyeneva yogena mamdhyayanta upasate teshamaham samudarta mrityu samsara sagarat bhavami nachirat partha maya veshita chetasam. For one who worships me, giving up all his activities unto me and being devoted to me without deviation, engaged in devotional service and always meditating upon me, who has fixed his mind upon me, O son of Pritha, for him I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. Krishna. Today morning we'll discuss briefly about the glorious pastimes of Shri Gadadhar Pandit, who is the most intimate associate of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I would like to seek the blessings of all Vaishnavas, because an insignificant soul like myself can only make a feeble attempt to glorify the Supreme Lord and his associates. On such an auspicious occasion as the disappearance day of Shri Gadadhar Pandit, I would like to briefly speak from Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat about the glorious position of Srila Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit is one of the members of the Panchatattva whom we see here in the altar. He is on the left of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is in the center. So therefore, before we actually begin to speak on Gadadhar Pandit, it's pertinent to mention briefly for some time about the Panchatattva. Who is Panchatattva? Kaviraj Goswami begins the Chaitanya Charitamrita by mentioning, Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktan Ishan Ishavatarakam Tat Prakashas Chatas Shakti Krishna Chaitanya Sanyakam. He is offering obeisances to Vande Gurun, not Guru. Gurun means many gurus. He is offering obeisances to all the predecessor acharyas, to the whole parampara. And he is also offering obeisances to Isha Bhaktan, devotees of the Lord, Ishan, the Supreme Lord, Ishavatarakam, the incarnations of the Lord, Tat Prakashams, the manifestations of the Lord, Tat Shakti, and the Lord's transcendental potencies. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Chaitanya Sanyakam, he is the embodiment of all of this. So as his first expansion, we have Lord Nityananda Prabhu. As his internal energy is Gadadhar Pandit. And as devotee, the incarnation of Narad Muni is Shivas Thakur. And incarnation is Srila Advaita Acharya. So like that, we see that Krishna is never alone, but all his energies are eternally manifesting and existing along with Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is not separate from all of these. So together, Panchatattva is God. And individually, each one of them represents the Lord's own expansions, own energies. And on an auspicious day, as the appearance or disappearance day of the Panchatattva, any of the members of the Panchatattva, we have to seek to take shelter of the Panchatattva. Because these five transcendental personalities, they plundered the storehouse of nectar, of love of Krishna, and freely distributed it without considering anybody's position. That's why we chant, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Devotees in ISKCON, we chant this Panchatattva mantra before we begin our chanting of 16 rounds. Because chanting Panchatattva mantra quickly removes all offenses. And it helps us become free from the tendency to commit namaparad. Chaitanya Nityananda Nai Esab Vichar Namaloite Prema Dena Bhai Ashrudhar. Kaviraj Goswami says that Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu and their intimate associates, they don't consider offenses. We simply have to chant their name, Namaloite Prema Dena. And they give us love of Krishna. Bhai Ashrudhar. And torrents of tears will flow from the eyes of a devotee who sincerely calls out to the Panchatattva. So we have to take shelter of Panchatattva for chanting purely. Now, every living entity in this world needs shelter. There is no doubt about it. Even small children we'll see, they take shelter of some, you know, doll or some blanket. Right from childhood, there is a tendency to hold on to somebody or something. And Rupa Goswami, in Nectar of Devotion, he begins by listing one of the first items in the 64 items is Guru Pada Ashray, shelter of the Guru. And Swarup Damodar Goswami in his diary, in his Karcha, he explains how each member of the Panchatattva embodies a particular form of shelter. So we can approach each member and take shelter. Because we should understand that after some time, logic cannot help. Like Krishna consciousness, when we preach or when we are practicing, after some time, logic fails. After a certain point, it is our faith, and to the extent we take shelter of Krishna, that determines our advancement in Krishna consciousness. Because logic will only make us cynical. If you are dry logicians, like somebody gave an example, that logic means if a judge tells a criminal that accept your crime, we have evidence. We have seen 10 people, 10 people have seen you commit the crime. For the criminal says, 10 people might have seen me commit the crime, but I can produce 100 people who have not seen me commit the crime. You know? So this is called as logic. So logically, you cannot prove anything after some time. If somebody is cynical, he will tear your argument to pieces and throw it out of the balcony. Nobody will care for our arguments. Ultimately, we have to take shelter because logic can help us understand Krishna to a certain extent, but to experience Krishna, understanding Krishna is one thing, but to experience Krishna's presence in one's life, a devotee has to desperately take shelter of Krishna. Recently, I was hearing a class by His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, and he was giving the example of Dhruva Maharaj. Very interesting. He was saying if Dhruva Maharaj's father at Uttanpa that kept him on the lap and rubbed his head and kissed him, and then he would have gone inside the home to meet his mother, Suniti, and if Suniti had told him at that time that, my dear son Dhruva, you should go to forest, you should remember Lord Vishnu, he is the only shelter. What would Dhruva have done? Would he have gone to the forest? No. Maharaj says, he would have probably told his mother, mother, very good class you are giving. Let me write notes. You know, very nice point. No, but because he desperately took shelter, he could perceive the presence of Krishna. We see Parikshit Maharaj also. He could transcend bodily limitations. Tammo payatam pratiyantu vipra ganga cha devi drachitta mishe Vijopasrishta kuakas takshakova dashatvalam gayata Vishnu gata. Let that takshaka bird come and bite me. I don't care because Vishnu gata. I've taken shelter of three people. I've taken shelter of all of you, O Brahmanas, Parikshit Maharaj is saying. Ganga cha devi, I've taken shelter of Ganga, Mother Ganges, and Vishnu katha. So I'm not afraid of death. And because of this shelter, he could easily be absorbed in Krishna even at the most critical time of death. And we have Arjuna. Arjuna could understand Krishna's presence. He could accept Krishna because he took shelter. So like that, we see His Holiness Srila Manidhi Swami Maharaj writes very beautiful in this book, Art of Chanting Hare Krishna. He explains how we should approach each member of the Panchatattva and beg for the personality's mercy and take shelter so that we can progress in bhakti and ultimately attain the shelter of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Swarup Damodar Goswami writes that Shivas Thakur, he is representing Shuddha Naam Ashray because he is incarnation of Narad Muni who is always chanting purely. So, if we pray to Shivas Thakur, if we remember him always, then by his mercy, we will be able to chant purely. Advaita Acharya, he represents Pancharatrika Vidhi Ashray. We follow many vidhis, many rules and regulations in bhakti, deity worship, many other rules and regulations. And generally our tendency is we become mechanical when we are practicing all this. It becomes like a ritual. So Radha Gopinath Prabhu says, ritual to spiritual, we have to become spiritual. So therefore, that main key ingredient is remembrance of Krishna. So Advaita Acharya, Chaitanya Bhagavat explains, he would worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu following the Pancharatrika Vidhi, the rules and regulations, nicely would worship. So if you remember Advaita Acharya, by his mercy, we will be able to practice these rules and regulations of sadhana bhakti very nicely and come to the stage of pure love of Krishna. It's possible. And Gadadhar Pandit, he represents, whom we are discussing today, as Bhava Ashray. He helps us come to the platform of Bhava. Bhava is the preliminary stage of pure love of Godhead. Rupa Goswami compares Krishna Prem to the midday sun and Bhava is like the early morning sun. So Bhava is pure love of Krishna. And right now many devotees, we all are struggling with our anarthas, anartha nivritti, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya. Anartha nivritti seems to be a very long phase with all lust, greed, envy. And we seem to be lost. You know, we are not sure whether the process works. But if we take shelter of Gadadhar Pandit, we can cross over this long, as Satsurup Maharaj calls this, as vast intermediate zone, this anartha nivritti. We're struggling with these anarthas. We can immediately come, go to nishta, ruchi, asakti, and finally bhava. And Nityanand Prabhu, he represents prema ashray. He is intoxicated in love of Godhead. Prema matta nityananda kripa avatar uttama adama kichu na kare bichar. He is premamatta, he is mad with love for Krishna. So if you take shelter of Nityanand Prabhu, he doesn't care, uttama adama kichu na kare bichar. He doesn't care whether you are great man, low man, just take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, he will give you prem. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is sarva rasa ashray. Everybody wants to establish an intimate relationship with Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the reservoir of all rasas and he helps us get connected to Krishna. Therefore, the Panchatattva, we have to chant their mantras, take shelter of them and sink in an ocean of causeless mercy and savor this mantra. That's why we are supposed to call out in love and we glorify the Panchatattva. We are supposed to very feelingly and lovingly call out to them. Like we say, when we glorify them and we say all glories to them, we say with love. Prem se kaho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrind ki Jai. So it's with love that we have to call out. Because Panchatattva Mantra is very important and these personalities are very important because they will bless us with the competency to chant Hare Krishna without offenses. They are the ones who will help us get the benefits of chanting Hare Krishna. And also, very interesting, it's not simply the Panchatattva. Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. We are also taking shelter of all the devotees of Panchatattva. So therefore, we get mercy of the whole parampara, the Panchatattva, Krishna, when we chant this mantra. Chanting holy name of Krishna is very difficult in the sense there is so much opportunity or so much tendency to commit offenses. Very difficult. But Manidhi Maharaj calls the Panchatattva, like we might translate as five truths or five lords, but Manidhi Maharaj calls them as five friends. They are our five friends who can help us get Krishna, Krishna Prem. And Kaviraj Goswami writes, Muka kavitva kareyan sabara smarane, pangu giri lange andha dekhe taragane. a dumb man muka kavitva kare.
Jai Shri Shraddha Gopinath Lalita Vishakha Gopalji Nitai Gaur Chandra ki jai.
A dumb man can do kavita if he remembers the panchatattva. Pangugiri lange, a lame man, he can climb over mountains. And andha, a blind man can see stars. This is the power of the panchatattva.
Katanchana smrite yasmin dushkaram sukaram bhavet vismrite viparitam sa sri chaitanyam namamitam.
Kaviraj Goswami says, if you remember Lord Chaitanya, what is most difficult will become most easy. And if you don't remember Lord Chaitanya, what is most easy will become most difficult. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda have appeared in Gaudadesh. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gaudodaya Pushpavanto Chitro Shandau Tamonado. They have arisen together. It's like sun and moon arising simultaneously. Sun will remove all the darkness and moon will give cooling rays. So Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda have come at the same time to dispel all the ignorance and give us shelter and love of Krishna. And they have appeared with their most intimate associates. So we are so fortunate that we are in ISKCON and connected to this Panchatattva, and through whom we can all appreciate Krishna consciousness and progress in devotional service. And since today is Gadadhar Pandit's disappearance day, who is Gadadhar Pandit? Srimati Radharani, who is the queen of Vrindavan, Vrindavaneshwari, she is the personification of love of Krishna. And she incarnated as Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit was very, very dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And wherever Radharani goes, who follows her? Lalita Sakhi. Therefore, Lalita Sakhi's another name is Anuradha. She always follows Radharani. So Lalita Sakhi also entered the body of Gadadhar Pandit. So Gadadhar Pandit is an incarnation of both Radharani and Lalita Sakhi. And Srila Manidhi Maharaj explains how both Lalita Sakhi and Radharani, they are Tat Prakasham Cha Tat Shakti. They are the transcendental potencies of the Lord. And Lord is not different from His potencies. Wherever Lord's potencies go, Lord also is there, present there. Lord Hari is also there. Therefore, Lord Hari is present in Gadadhar Pandit's body also. Therefore, Gadadhar Pandit is an incarnation of three persons. Lalita Sakhi, Radharani and Lord Hari. And when he appeared along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was the best of sadhus. He has a very, very sweet, very smiling face. And his eyes are always looking upon Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and is offering tambula for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya. And he has a golden luster and he always puts on fine white cloth. And there are many pastimes of Gadadhar Pandit. And all these pastimes reveal one very nice characteristic of Gadadhar Pandit. That is very gentle and very simple. He would never get angry. And the Antya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita contains a very interesting section. Every year devotees from Bengal would come and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So before Rathyatra is coming. So during this time, all the devotees would be coming to Puri. So one particular year, one very great devotee scholar came. His name was Sri Vallabha Bhatt. And when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he paid obeisances. And Mahaprabhu, recognizing him to a great devotee, embraced him and placed him next to him and gave him a seat. And Vallabha Bhatt said, "My dear Lord, I am so fortunate. For so long I wanted to take your darshan, but I could never get. But now I have got your darshan. Really, this is Lord Jagannath's mercy." And he started offering wonderful prayers, saying how, "My dear Lord, you are the Supreme Lord. You have taste for holy name. You are distributing holy name everywhere." Very nice praises he offered to Lord Chaitanya. After hearing all these praises, what did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reply? This is very, very instructive. Lord Chaitanya said, "My dear Vallabha Bhatt, you are saying I am a great devotee, I am Lord. But let me tell you, I am simply a Mayavadi sannyasi. I don't know anything about Krishna. You are right that in one sense I have little taste, but that is because I am getting purified because of the association of Advaita Acharya. You see, Advaita Acharya is here. He is always blissful and he is so great that he can convert mlechas, meat eaters, into great Vaishnavas. So because of his association, I have gone through some purification. And who is my other associate? This crazy man, Nityananda. And he is always absorbed in love of Krishna. And because of him, I am able to understand something about Krishna. And I am also getting association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He is the guru of the whole universe. And he has taught me that the essence of all mystic yoga is to chant Hare Krishna. So I am completely indebted to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And it is Ramananda Rai who actually explained to me how Krishna can be controlled by devotees. I never knew this. He explained to me how Mother Yashoda can bind Krishna. He explained to me how Krishna's friends climb on Krishna and wrestle with him. And do you know Swarup Damodar? He is the one who told me how gopis and Radharani are the highest devotees. And these conjugal affairs I learnt only from Swarup Damodar. And whatever taste I have for holy name, that is because of the association of Haridas Thakur. He is chanting 3 lakh names every day. And I am so fortunate, I am getting mercy of Acharya Ratna, Acharya Nidhi, Gadadhar Pandit, Jagadanand Pandit, Vakreshwar Pandit. And all these devotees are here. Murari Gupta, Kaseshwar Pandit, Shankar Pandit. So Mahaprabhu starts mentioning so many names. And then Kaviraj Goswami says, Mahaprabhu heard glorification from Vallabhat. And now he is giving credit to so many Vaishnavas. Why? He wants to teach us how we have to always give credit to other devotees for our advancement in Krishna consciousness. And more important, in this particular pastime, Mahaprabhu could trace pride in the heart of Vallabhat. Bhattera Hridaye Drida Abhimana Jani Bangikari Mahaprabhur Kaye Etavani. He could trace that there is Abhiman. So Mahaprabhu gave a hint to Vallabhat so that he understands, see, I am giving credit to everybody else. So that Vallabhat realizes, it's not, because Vallabhat was thinking, I am a great Bhagavad scholar. So when he heard Mahaprabhu, immediately he became humble. And he said, I want to meet these Vaishnavas. Mahaprabhu said, they are here. And Vallabhat said, I want to worship them. Immediately he sponsored the lunch prasadam. He got all the Mahaprasad from Jagannath. And he made all the devotees sit. And there was a team of 6 devotees who served prasadam. The whole description is very beautifully given in Antalila. And then all the devotees honored Jagannath Mahaprasad. Then Vallabhat honored each devotee, put garland, anointed them with sandalwood, worshipped them. And there Prabhupada writes that we have to know that this is the only way we can understand Krishna and Bhagavatam. Chadiya Vaishnav Seva Nistara Payeche Keba. Narottam Das Thakur says, if you don't serve Vaishnavas, how can you realize Krishna? And Swarup Damodar Goswami also very conclusively says, if you want to know Bhagavat, you should serve person Bhagavat. So Vallabhat. So he was getting mercy and he was overcoming his pride, but still there was little trace. And he wanted to impress Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with this scholarly presentation. So every day he would try to show off his knowledge. But Mahaprabhu and other associates, they would immediately dismiss him. And he was wondering what is happening. So one day he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, I have written a commentary on Bhagavatam. So will you please hear it? And Mahaprabhu said, Mahaprabhu could understand that he wants to show off. So Mahaprabhu said, I don't understand Bhagavatam. I have so many rounds left. Every day I'm struggling to finish my rounds. So I have no time to hear Bhagavatam. So you please don't tell me. I am only chanting Krishna's name. So Vallabhat said, oh, you're always chanting Krishna's name? Okay, I have written commentaries on Krishna's name also. So I can give you detailed explanation on Krishna's name. And Mahaprabhu said, no, Krishna's name also, I don't know many names of Krishna. Prabhu kaye Krishna namer, pau artana mani, sham sundar Yashodanandan, yehi matra jani. I don't understand many meanings of Krishna. I only know Yashodanandan and Sham Sundar. So you don't bother me because I don't have capacity to understand also Krishna's holy names. So Vallabhat was shocked. And because Mahaprabhu didn't hear, nobody heard. Oh, Mahaprabhu is not hearing. They also didn't hear. They understood that Mahaprabhu doesn't want us to hear from him. And he felt very ashamed. So what he did, he went to Gadadhar Pandit. And now Gadadhar Pandit is very gentle. He would never get angry with anyone. He's very soft spoken. And he forced Gadadhar Pandit to hear. And Gadadhar Pandit said, but he couldn't say no. He could not refuse. But he knew that Mahaprabhu doesn't like it. So he was praying to Krishna internally. He was saying, "Oh Lord, please forgive me. I'm hearing from Vallabh, but I don't think Lord wants me to hear. What to do?" And he was intensely praying and crying. And he was externally hearing from Vallabh. So Vallabh became very attached to Gadadhar Pandit because there was somebody who was hearing him. And all devotees were ignoring now Gadadhar Pandit also. Because, of course, this is very affectionate pastime. And in this loving way, they were chastising him and ignoring him. And Vallabh again continued to try to show off to Mahaprabhu. Like one day they were sitting and he said, "Ajay Acharya, what is this? We are all Prakriti, feminine. Krishna is Purusha. He is the husband. And we are like wives, all living entities. Wife should never chant husband's name. Why are we chanting Krishna?" Father Acharya said, "You ask Mahaprabhu." Mahaprabhu said, "Vallabh, but you don't understand. First duty of the wife is not to call husband's name, but the first duty is to obey husband's order. And the husband has ordered us to chant his name. So we are chanting Krishna." So he again was shocked. He couldn't say anything. And everybody was smiling and laughing. Good point. And then again next day he came. And next day they were all sitting and he told Mahaprabhu, "My dear Lord, I have refuted Sridhar Swami's commentary on the Bhagavatam. Because Sridhar Swami's commentary is very circumstantial. It's based on circumstances. Therefore it's not consistent. So I have refuted them very nicely." And immediately Mahaprabhu became grave. And Mahaprabhu said, "Swami also means husband." So Mahaprabhu said, "Whoever rejects the Swami, that person is prostitute." He was shocked. He was speechless. He was devastated. He went back feeling very sad. "When I was in Prayag, Mahaprabhu came home. I served him so nicely. And he was so nice to me. But here he is very angry with me, always ignoring me, chastising me." So Vallabh Bhatt then began to realize, just like Indra's pride was crushed by Krishna, Mahaprabhu is crushing my pride. And he came back to the actual realization that he had little pride. So he went and fell at Mahaprabhu's feet and begged forgiveness. And Mahaprabhu embraced him. And Mahaprabhu thus revealed to everybody that this is a pastime. We should not judge any of these great associates of the Lord. Through this pastime, Lord established how we should be free from pride. But meanwhile, Vallabh Bhatt had developed a lot of attachment for Gadadhar Pandit because he was always hearing him. So he came to Gadadhar Pandit and said, "Gadadhar Pandit, I want to surrender to you. I want to become your disciple. Please accept me." Because Vallabh Bhatt was attached to Bal Krishna. He was worshipping Bal Gopal. But by the association of Gadadhar Pandit, he became attached to Kishore Gopal, the youthful Krishna. So he was now considering Gadadhar Pandit as his guru. But Gadadhar Pandit said, no, I can't be your guru. Ami para tantra amar prabhu gaura chandra tanra agya vina ami na oye swatantra. I am paratantra, I am completely dependent on my prabhu is Gaur Chandra, Lord Chaitanya. And without his order I cannot do anything. He is my master. For like this Gadadhar Pandit revealed his intense loyalty and attachment to Lord Chaitanya. And meanwhile devotees are not talking to Gadadhar Pandit. And Kaviraj Goswami explains that we should understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually enjoying this. This is the pastime because there are two very special associates of Lord Chaitanya. One is Jagadanand Pandit and the second is Gadadhar Pandit. Jagadanand Pandit would quarrel with Mahaprabhu. He would argue with Mahaprabhu and they would have very loving arguments. Just like Satyabhama would argue with Krishna in Dwarka. So Jagadanand Pandit was always in the mood of Satyabhama. He would argue with Lord Chaitanya. But Gadadhar Pandit, you are in the mood of Rukmini Devi. Rukmini in Dwarka, she never argues with Krishna. She is very submissive. She is aware of Krishna's position. And whenever Krishna would joke also, Rukmini would immediately feel, take it seriously and she would become afraid. For Gadadhar Pandit was like that. He would become afraid and he would fear that he has hurt Lord Chaitanya. So Mahaprabhu, but like just like Krishna in Dwarka, he would try to tease Rukmini. He wanted to agitate her so that she becomes angry, so that he could see her getting angry. But Rukmini would never get angry. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always want to see Gadadhar Pandit get little disturbed. So he would try to provoke him, agitate him. But Gadadhar Pandit would never get agitated. He would immediately bow down. He would be humble. So now Vallabh Bhatt has apologized and Vallabh Bhatt invites Mahaprabhu home. And Mahaprabhu has not spoken to Gadadhar Pandit for a long time. And Mahaprabhu now says, okay. He tells Swarup Damodar and Govinda and Ramananda Rai. And Swarama Bhattacharya, you call Gadadhar Pandit. So when they go and call Gadadhar Pandit, Swarup Damodar tells him, My dear Gadadhar, Lord ignored you so much. Why you never protested? You could have protested, you could have argued with the Lord. It was not your fault. Why you didn't argue? And Gadadhar Pandit said, no, it's not correct. I'm not an equal of the Lord. And he is expert. He is the supreme most personality of Godhead. He is perfect. He knows all my mistakes. He knows me very well. He has the full right to ignore me. My only desire is to do what he wants. He was revealing to the devotees how our consciousness should be, that we should always want to please the Lord and no other desire. Like Abraham Lincoln used to say, when there was a major civil war in America, and these people, he was fighting for the equality of the blacks and the whites. At that time, these men were shouting, God is on our side. So Abraham Lincoln would say, it is very nice that God is on our side, but it is more important that we are on God's side. Very, very nice statement. We should be on God's side. Gadadhar Pandit was like that. He was, whatever Mahaprabhu wanted, he would always be there. He would want to serve Mahaprabhu. So whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to agitate him, he would just serve. He would not get disturbed or angry with Lord. And his service never declined. So when they came to Mahaprabhu, and Gadadhar Pandit immediately fell at Mahaprabhu's feet because Mahaprabhu had now called him and started crying. And Mahaprabhu said, Amara bangite tomar manana chalila sudrada sarala bhave amare kinila. My dear Gadadhar, I tried my best to disturb you, but tomara manana chalila, but you did not deviate from your service and attachment to me. You had every reason to be angry with me, but you never got angry. Because sudrida sarala bhav, you have this tremendous simplicity. And because of this, sudrida sarala bhave amare kinila, you have purchased me today because of your simplicity. So it seems so simple that we have to be simple to purchase the Lord. Just like we say, Krishna consciousness is very simple. Just practice Krishna consciousness, you will go back to Godhead. But there is this simple element of being simple. It's a little mysterious. Now we are so close, yet there is this simple thing. We have to surrender to Krishna. We have to want to fulfill his desire. Only then Krishna can be purchased. Like a little off track, one devotee was saying, he was a temple president, and he was telling that, the temple president was saying that one time they had in their temple, they had a lot of debt. So he gave a class one Sunday morning and all the congregation was there. So he said, all the congregation devotees, Prabhus and Matajis, I have good news and bad news for you. Good news is that all the debts that we had, all the money that we owe, so many debts we had, all the debt, we have got all the money to remove the debt. That is the good news. And he could hear the sigh, you know, everybody was, whew, relief. And somebody said, Hari Bol. And then he said, the good news is that you've got the money, but the bad news is that money is still in your pockets. It's there, almost there. So I was thinking it's something like that, you know. We have come very close to Krishna. We are there, right there. But we have to surrender, you know. We have to become simple. It's very tough. Almost there. But Gadadhar Pandit was very simple. And he purchased the Lord with his simplicity and with his love. And Kaviraj Goswami, in two verses, describes the position, such a glorious position of Gadadhar Pandit. He says, Panditera Bhava Mudra Kahananayai Gadadhara Prananata Namahoilayai. How much intensity was the love? What intensity Gadadhar Pandit had, the love which he had for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, cannot be estimated. Therefore, Mahaprabhu is called as Gadadhar Prananath, is called as the life and soul of Gadadhar Pandit. And just like one cannot estimate the love that Gadadhar Pandit has for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can never fathom the love that Lord Chaitanya has for Gadadhar Pandit. It is unfathomable. Pandite Prabhura Prashat Kahananayai Gadair Gauranga Boli Yandre Loke Gai. How much mercy Lord Chaitanya bestowed upon Gadadhar Pandit, nobody can understand. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya's another name is Gadhair Gaurang, the Gauranga of Lord of Gadadhar Pandit. That is another name of Lord Chaitanya. So like this, Kaviraj Goswami reveals that Gadadhar Pandit's most exalted position. And meanwhile, Vallabh Bhatt took permission from Lord Chaitanya that, my dear Lord, please give me the permission to take shelter of Gadadhar Pandit and let me become his disciple. And Mahaprabhu granted him the permission. So there Kaviraj Goswami describes the Gadadhar Pandit that these three very, very special qualities. Panditera Saujanya, Brahmanyata Gun, Drida Prema Mudra Loke, Kurila Kyapan. He had top class Brahminical qualities, excellent simplicity, simple behavior, and Drida Prema Mudra, that means steady faith and love and attachment for Lord Chaitanya. So this is the position of Gadadhar Pandit. When they were in Navadvip, that time there was one occasion, Lord Chaitanya and Nimai Pandit began crying in ecstasy of separation from Krishna. So when he saw Gadadhar Pandit, he said, Gadadhar, where is Krishna? Where is that transcendental boy who has a bodily complexion of a dark monsoon cloud? Where is that Shyam Sundar who has a peacock feather on his head, who is dressed in fine yellow garments? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Please tell me. So as he was intensely crying, devotees could not bear to see the ecstasy of the Lord. In the sense, they were at loss of words. But Gadadhar very bravely went in front of the Lord and said, my dear Nimai, Lord Krishna resides eternally in your heart. And when Nimai Pandit heard that Lord is in my heart, immediately he began to shout, Lord is in my heart! And immediately took his fingers, hands, and started piercing his chest. And started opening his chest. Where is Krishna? I want to see Krishna. And again everybody was shocked to see this ecstasy. But Gadadhar Pandit jumped with great endeavor. He managed to stop the Lord and pacified the Lord. He said, wait, Krishna is coming. Relax. Krishna is coming. Don't worry. Like that he was pacifying the Lord. And such was the ecstasy of the Lord that when he was trying to tell the Lord, compose yourself. Krishna is coming. Even Satchimata could not go near. But Satchimata saw that this boy is very intelligent. He knows how to pacify my son, Nimai. So, so she went to Gadadhar and told him, my dear Gadadhar, you are such a nice boy. I'm very grateful to you. I request you never leave Nimai alone. Always be with Nimai, because Nimai is always protected when he is with you. So like that, he was a recipient of a lot of affection and love from Satchimata because of his attachment to Lord Chaitanya. Also, Chaitanya Bhagavat describes that Mahaprabhu would have kirtan at Shiva Thakur's house and sometimes in Chandrasekhar Acharya's house also. So on one occasion in Chandrasekhar Acharya's house kirtan, they decided to do a drama. Like we have sometimes spontaneous dramas. So during the kirtan, they did drama. And in the middle of the drama, Haridas Thakur appeared in the middle of the kirtan. Dressed like a big watchman. He had a big mustache and big turban and tight cloth was tied around his waist. And he was whirling a stick. And he came and he shouted. He said, everybody, chant the holy name of Krishna. I order you. In a very angry voice. And everybody seeing Haridas's new appearance, they started laughing loudly. And they said, who are you? Why are you asking like this? Asking us to chant. So Haridas Thakur said, I am the doorkeeper of Vaikuntha. And I have come here with the order that the Supreme Lord has now come to Navadvip. And today he is going to act as Lakshmi Devi. All of you, please drink the nectar of Krishna Prem that is going to flow freely today. Grab this love. So everybody was waiting and then Mahaprabhu danced and chanted and acted as Lakshmi Devi. And there were many people. All the devotees were immersed. Chaitanya Bhagavat describes Malini Devi, Sachi Mata, Lakshmi Priya. They were also there. And everybody was relishing these dramas and kirtan. And then Gadadhar Pandit entered. And he acted as Rukmini Devi. And such intense was his crying for Lord Krishna. And he was calling out the Lord's name and he was crying that everybody was merged in an ocean of tears. They were only doing two things. All of them were incessantly crying and loudly and constantly they were all chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. These are some of the pastimes of Gadadhar Pandit. When we hear these pastimes, many of these pastimes we have already heard. But the advantage is, when we keep hearing them, our consciousness gets filled with these pastimes. And over a period of time, it can become a second nature, you know, hearing about Lord's dramas, Lord's pastimes. And then, at the time of death, we might remember Krishna more easily. Because our senses actively will not be, they will not be active. So if Krishna is filled in our consciousness, the subconscious state, which is very active when we are dying, in the sense, we don't know what we are saying or doing at the time of death. That time, Krishna will manifest. Like, I think Bhakti Baba Puri Maharaj is 95 plus, very old, and sometimes he can't recognize people, but anybody comes to him, because whole life he was only serving Vaishnavas. Prabhupada also says that Maharaj is expert in serving prasadam to devotees. Even now, when somebody comes, he might not recognize, but immediately he'll ask, Prasad, have you taken Prasad? Get him Prasad. Immediately he'll ask devotees to get Prasad for him. So that consciousness is filled. And one devotee was saying, one proper disciple was saying once that, we are all practicing devotional service and we might die any time. But if you are sincere, just like when you are watching a movie and you are watching, but you suddenly want to go to the end, you can do forward and come to the end. Similarly, we are doing bhakti and we want to come to the end, that is Krishna Prem, but we might have to die, we might die much before that, before we have achieved Krishna Prem. But Krishna will come and he will do, he will press the forward button. And we'll immediately remember Krishna at the time of death. It's possible. But if you're not sincere, then all other past conditionings might crop up. Krishna might press the rewind button instead of forward. That's my fear. You know, if you remember all the college frivolities or all nonsense that we have done before coming to Krishna consciousness, Radha Gopinath Prabhu was saying once that one of his college acquaintances, only thing he used to speak was galis, foul language, swear words. So because of some unfortunate accident, he was in a situation where he could not recognize anyone, he could not speak anything, he was a kind of shock. Anybody would come to visit him, not that he wanted to abuse them, but he would only speak dirty, foul language. He was not aware also. Only that would come out of his mouth. So his parents were so embarrassed, that anybody would, guest would come, they had locked him in a room, they wouldn't allow anybody to see him. So when I heard that, I was, you know, shocked. We have to absorb ourselves in Krishna Katha. And since Radha Gopinath Prabhu said that I can speak for a few more minutes, because today is a festival day, I would like to go beyond 9 o'clock. Gadadhar Pandit's one very, very instructive pastime is in Jagannath Puri. He had taken a vow of Kshetra Sanyas. Means Kshetra Sanyasi, they never leave the dham. They are serving in Vrindavan or Jagannath Puri, serving the deities. So, the Mahaprabhu was trying to go to Vrindavan many times. He could not go. Mahaprabhu says, because of Ramananda Rai's tricks, I could not go to Vrindavan. But somehow finally he manages, he gets the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. And he begins his journey and he goes to Vrindavan. And what does he see? He's accompanied by Gadadhar Pandit. And he tells, Gadadhar Pandit, you cannot come. You are a Kshetra Sanyasi. You have to be in Jagannath Puri. You cannot leave. Stay here. And Gadadhar Pandit said, no, my lord, I have to come with you. Pandit kahe yahan tumi sei nilachal, kshetra sanyas mora ya ukarasatal. He says, my dear lord, wherever you are, that is nilachal, that is Jagannath Puri. So let me come with you. That is Jagannath Puri for me. And as regards my kshetra sanyas, let it go to hell. I'm not so attached to my Kshetra Sanyas. This is the mood of, we see, the great devotees, even the gopis in Krishna Lila, we see, they left all social obligations, all conventions they abandoned just to surrender to Krishna. But Gadadhar Pandit was not attached to his vow. He was more attached to the Lord. And immediately the Lord said, no, you serve Gopinath here. He was serving Tota Gopinath in Jagannath Puri. Prabhu kahe, iyakara Gopinath sevan. Pandit kahe koti seva tvatpada darshan. Mahaprabhu said, serve Gopinath. And he said, my dear Lord, if somebody simply takes darshan of your lotus feet, koti seva tvatpada darshan, he does million times service to Gopinath. Mahaprabhu said, no, Gadadhar, you cannot come with me because it will be my fault. Everybody will say, it is my fault that because of me, you have to break your vow. Don't come. Because of me, you have to give up your service to the Lord. I have to give up your vow, don't come. Gadadhar Pandit said, no, it is not your fault. I will accept it as my fault. It is my fault that I am coming with you. Pandit kahe sab dosha amara upar, tuma sange na aib aib ekeshwar. He said, I'll take all the faults on myself. It's my fault that I'm coming with you. And I will not come with you. I'll not come behind you, don't worry. I will come alone. Because I want to go and see Sachi Mata. I've not seen her for so many years. And I'm not going to meet her for your sake. I'm going independently. And I will be responsible for breaking my vow and service to Gopina, so I'm going to come. And thus he followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to some distance. And finally they came to Katak. And Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that Gadadhar Pandit, now you should go back. But Gadadhar Pandit, he had given up his vow, just like Kaviraj Goswami says, just like somebody gives up a straw in the street. He just gave it up. It is a very significant thing, actually. We might, see, of course, spiritually, for us also, it might be very easy to give up vow. But on that level, when somebody is attached to Gopinath, attached to Krishna, giving up that vow for service, attached because of attachment to Lord Chaitanya, is very, very deep and profound. In material world, however, people are very attached to material vows. They might not take up spiritual vows, but we see politicians and they'll do hunger strike or they'll take some vow. They will give up their life, but you know they are very attached to their vows. I remember when we were in college, that time there was this Gulf War and the Iran-Iraq war was going on. And Saddam Hussein had taken a vow to do one yajna to win the war. He said, from his blood, he started, he got the whole Quran and written. So his blood was taken and they were writing. So much blood went. And at one point of time, people thought he will die. He was very weak. But somehow that got completed. 600 pages handwritten because of his blood. And he survived. He was so attached not to give up his body. But he was so attached to maintain that vow that he was taking that risk. And finally, that Quran was completed. And of course, all his enemies were wishing that Quran was a little longer. That would have been better, but then he did that. He took that vow. But Prabhupada writes here, very, very powerful point, that the way Gadadhar Pandit has given up his vow, we will not understand. Prabhupada very clearly writes, no ordinary devotee can understand what is the love that Gadadhar Pandit has for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This kind of loving affection can only be understood by most confidential devotees, Srila Prabhupada writes. So therefore, Mahaprabhu was very happy to see the attachment that Gadadhar Pandit has. But externally, he was angry. He said, Gadadhar, I am very disappointed with you. You have broken two religious principles. You are wanting to come with me simply sense gratification. You just stay here. Stay in Jagannath Puri. And you have also broken your Kshetra Sanyas vow. You should not break. Go back. I am very unhappy. If you want to see me happy, return to Neelachal. Saying like this, Mahaprabhu took a boat and left. And as soon as he left, Gadadhar Pandit, unable to bear the separation from the Lord, immediately fell unconscious in great sadness. And Sarvam Bhattacharya was right there. He was also taken Kshetra Sanyas. So he revived Gadadhar Pandit back to external consciousness. Srila Prabhupada writes that devotees also feel separation from Guru and Krishna. I think in third volume of Lilamrit, we find this very nice section where devotees are feeling separation from Srila Prabhupada. He is coming to India for the first time from San Francisco. And they are all chanting. Everybody is sad. And Prabhupada tells them, don't be sad that I am going. I have told my Guru Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to take care of all of you. Because grandfather will take care of children better than the father. Don't worry. You chant Hare Krishna and I will be chanting there. And this chanting will keep us together. There is no question of separation if both of us are chanting. And Prabhupada, this is a nice phrase there. That if you are chanting Hare Krishna and I am chanting Hare Krishna there, we will all be packed up together. Prabhupada says. So we will all be packed up together with the Guru. If the Guru is far away or is entered Nityalila, we can always be with the Guru through the medium of chanting Hare Krishna and mitigate the pangs of separation. So Saravam Bhattacharya revives Gadadhar Pandit and now he tells Gadadhar Pandit something very, very interesting. He says, Tumi jana Krishna nija pratigya chadila, bhakta kripa vashe bhishmer pratigya rakhila. My dear Gadadhar Pandit, do you know something? That you are feeling separation from the Lord, but the Lord is feeling more separation from you. Lord is more pained to leave you here, but still is going because He is trying to take care of your vow. Just like Bhishmera Pratigya Rakhila. Just like Lord Krishna protected the vow of Bhishma. Bhishma Deva taken a vow that he will force Krishna to pick up weapons in the war of Mahabharata. And Krishna taken a vow that he will not pick up the weapon. But just to please Bhishma Deva and fulfill his vow, Krishna picked up a chariot wheel and attacked Bhishma. So then, Sarvam Bhattacharya says, Yai mata prabhu tomar vichheda sahiya tomara pratigya raksha kaila yatna kriya. Mahaprabhu is intensely tolerating that separation. He doesn't want to leave you, but he is simply tolerating, and kaila yatna kriya, with great endeavor he is stopping himself from being with you. Just so that tomara pratigya raksha, just to protect your vow of Kshetra Sannyas. For thus, this pastime reveals how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit both had such intense attachment for each other. And then Mahaprabhu goes to Vrindavan, but he goes first to Paniyati, then Kumarhatta, Kuliagram, then Ramkeli, where he meets Sanatana Goswami, and he advises Mahaprabhu not to go to Vrindavan in such a huge crowd. So then finally he comes back to Jagannath Puri. And you'll see in this amazing pastime, everywhere Mahaprabhu goes, in Paniyati, Kulia, Ramkeli, everywhere, thousands of devotees are coming and they are expressing complete attachment to the Lord. This is very important. When we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, we read about devotees' complete attachment to Lord and his associates. Because when we go outside in the material world, especially one devotee was telling me yesterday, nobody can understand the concept of attachment to Krishna, because of their intense attachment to sense gratification, their intelligence has become so clouded that they cannot appreciate attachment to Krishna. This devotee was telling me yesterday evening that even when somebody calls him up on a mobile, he has Hare Krishna ringtone. And if that mobile rings for even few seconds, Hare Krishna, his colleagues get angry. They get agitated, they get irritated. They don't like it. So it's tough, it's very tough in this world to be attached to Krishna, because there is so much propagation of attachment to sense gratification, and atheism is being broadcast so openly that it's practically impossible. Somebody was telling me that recently one very, very famous actress, she died, Hollywood actress, at a young age. She was an award-winning actress and she has great, large number of fans, but she had no attachment to God and she was propagating atheism. So when she was dying, she couldn't breathe. She was having difficulty to breathe. So our nurse, as a last effort, she started praying to the Lord. She bent her knees and she was praying to Jesus. So she saw that, but she was so atheistic and agnostic, she immediately shouted. She said, with all her energy, she said, "Don't you dare ask God to help me." And that was her last words. And saying that, she died. And people actually, they speak about this incident as an appreciation for her. That how she didn't surrender till the end. She was so great. So these are the kind of role models we have. Like Samanand Prabhu was saying, you saw one hoarding which said, "My God is me." Another hoarding which said, "I was an atheist till I realized that I am God." So many kind of such propaganda is there, where sense gratification is rampant, where attachment to Krishna is unheard of. If somebody speaks Gadadhar Pandit's pastimes in his office to his colleagues, people can't appreciate. We are so fortunate, we are in this movement where we are getting association of so many devotees and we are able to appreciate these pastimes. So therefore, we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is very nicely described. And then Mahaprabhu comes to Jagannath Puri and all the devotees are astonished. They are happy that Mahaprabhu is back. But they are also surprised that Mahaprabhu could not go to Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu says, "I left Gadadhar Pandit here alone, and he became very unhappy." So Gadadhar Pandit was there only, and he hears this, he immediately falls at Lord Chaitanya's feet, and he grasps Lord's feet and starts crying. And he says, "No, my dear Lord, wherever you stay, that is Vrindavan. Wherever you go, there is Yamuna, there is Ganga. All the holy waters, rivers are there where you go. But still you are going to Vrindavan just to teach common people the importance of going to holy place. You don't need to go." So like this, Gadadhar Pandit and Mahaprabhu would have wonderful pastimes. They would always eat together. They would discuss Krishna Katha. Gadadhar Pandit would narrate Dhruva Maharaj pastimes 100 times. Prahlad Maharaj pastimes hundreds of times to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu would have great ecstasy. They would visit all Vaishnavas together. So like this, on this most auspicious day of the disappearance of Gadadhar Pandit, we can also pray that we can develop attachment to Krishna and we can follow the footsteps and learn from Srila Gadadhar Pandit. Rupa Goswami says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Vishayaje Priti Hobe Achayamar Sei Mata Priti Hoka Charane Tomar. Just like we have intense spontaneous attraction to the opposite sex and it is so natural, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Sei Mata Priti Hoka, let that same kind of spontaneity and attachment and love and affection let me develop, O Lord, for your lotus feet. Then my life will be successful. So like this we can pray to Srila Gadadhar Pandit. And today is also the most auspicious occasion of the disappearance of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur's glories we'll be discussing later during the Pushpanjali ceremony. And at 11 o'clock, Radha Gopinath Prabhu will be there and some senior devotees will also glorify Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And I can, just because today morning we are giving the class, I can only mention that Bhakti Vinod Thakur, we can safely say, is the grandfather of the Hare Krishna movement. And he is the one who has brought credibility to Gaudiya Vaishnavism. At a time when Gaudiya Vaishnavism was considered to be a religion of immoral beggars, where the kind of challenges that he had to face, British chauvinism, complete condemnation and racist attitude of the British, then Sahajiya group was so strong, then there was this iconoclastic group of Ramananda Rai, Brahmo Samaj, and so many challenges, health crisis. But single-handedly, he preached, established Mahaprabhu's birth site, wrote so many journals, and wrote more than 105 books, and preached extensively, and revived Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And therefore, Shishir Kumar Ghosh, the founder and editor of Anand Bazar Patrika, said, I have not seen the six Goswamis, but I can say that you are the seventh Goswami. So like that, he glorified Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whom we will glorify and offer prayers to at 11 o'clock in today morning. Shri Gadadhar Pandit ki jai. Shri Sachidanand Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.